Hello, welcome back in 2008. We wish you at first all the best for 2008. And yes, we have now two sessions left. The one is today about the adult education in the United Kingdom, and next time the perspective from Germany.
Yes, from my side too, happy welcome in 2008 again. Welcome to the students that are watching us via internet. We always say an extra welcome to them, also to the students sitting here. Yes, you already told us that we have Alan Tuckett here today. Is a representative from the United Kingdom, and we are very happy to welcome him here. And he just arrived from Birmingham in the last minute, so thank you for coming here. Yes, and he will talk about recent trends in adult and continuing education in the United Kingdom.
Yes, and I think we can be very happy to that we could win him to come here. He's the research director of the NICE, of the National Institute of Adult and Continuing Education in Great Britain.
Yes, it's very good for us to have him here today. But maybe we should say welcome to him and ask him if he can explain us a little bit more about NIAS and his job in the United Kingdom, because our students do not know him yet.
Yes, I think just say welcome to him and please come to us.
Thank you. You want me to say something about NIAS? Yeah, it stands for the National Institute of Adult Continuing Education. Continuing is a word they used in the 1970s. We added it to earn money. Nobody understands what it means anymore, so we only call ourselves NIAS. It's an old organization. It was created in 1921, and it has more impressive children than it is itself. We gave birth to the Arts Council in Britain, to the British Film Institute, to the Army's education program, to the BBC's education program, and to the literacy program. And we are still a voluntary organization. Mm-hmm. We earn 90% of our own budgets. We are 300 people, and our job is to my job's very easy. I get up in the morning and I say, and adults, to the government, because otherwise they think education is schools and universities. And my job is to remind them that it's more than that. Mm-hmm. And my colleagues' jobs are research, advocacy work, arguing the case for adults, conference work, publications, consultancy with organizations. And we are focused in England and Wales, but we also act as a big sister to our colleagues in Ireland, in Northern Ireland and Scotland. Okay?
Yes. Maybe you can tell us a few words about about important projects which are at the moment running at NIAS.
Gosh, yes. Well, we have
only about a few projects.
Recently, the Basic Skills Agency, the body that led on literacy and numeracy work, rejoined NIAS. So we have a large program of work around focusing on adults with reading and writing, maths, and difficulties, and with working with migrant communities and with English for speakers of other languages. That's one big program of work we're doing. A second is with migrant communities to ensure that we have better ways of recognizing their qualifications and experience so they can work more effectively in the UK economy. A third area is trying to make the mysteries of online and ICT accessible to adult education learners wherever they are. But a lot of our project work at the minute is trying to, as I will say in the talk, to overcome the reduction in investment in learning for personal development. And so many of our research projects are concerned with highlighting the medical benefits or the social policy benefits of involving yourself in adult learning. All our work focuses on the people who benefited least, who did less well mm-hmm. at school, mm-hmm. the people education failed, mm-hmm. and our interest is in more and better adult mm-hmm. learning and different adult learners.
Mm-hmm. We know that you started the Adult Learners Week yeah. in the United Kingdom. Is it connected with what you were talking about?
Yes. At the beginning of the 1990s, we had a government which wanted to make it illegal to study in adult education with public money. They wanted to cut all the budgets for adult education, and we organized a big campaign to stop them, and it won very easy. All the women's organizations mobilized, and was good. And we realized, we listened to the politicians, and they said, people don't want to pay for flower arranging on the taxes. And so we found a banker, a merchant banker, who had gone to evening classes for industrial retraining to become a florist, a flower seller. And he employed half his class. And then almost immediately in Parliament, they were saying, of course we know flower arranging leads to floristry, can lead to floristry. And from this, we recognize that you need to tell stories, that if you celebrate adults in all of their diversity, they all have different motivations and reasons for learning. And if you can tell those stories, it can encourage other people to join in, and it certainly briefs politicians better. And that's mm-hmm. part of my job. And now Adult Learners Week happens in 50 countries or more.
Sounds very interesting and funny.
Yeah, it's fun.
Yes, I think last but not least, you are adult educational or a researcher in adult education. I don't know if you
what
see yourself. You maybe you can tell us about a few words about you and about your way to adult education.
I'm very different than Professor von Neusloch. I am a professor in two universities. But they're ersatz professorships. They are pretend ones. You know, they flatter me. I began my work in adult education. I helped to start the campaign to teach adults to read and write. So my curriculum background in adult education was with literacy work. And then I was a local organizer in a voluntary body. And then I was I ran an all-day and all-night teach-in for a week, and it was very popular. So suddenly I was a principal of a very, very large folk high school in London, mm-hmm. and then a senior policy person in London. Mm-hmm. And I've been running NIAS for 20 years. When I went there were 18 of us, and now there are more. And so my own research is like a parasite. I have many brilliant researchers, and I join them in telling what they find to the rest of the world. And I, of course, supervise projects and set that I know the questions politicians don't know the answers to. And sometimes I know a bit about the answers, but mostly I'm a popularizer and an advocate rather than a scientist, I think. That's mm-hmm. true. But I have fun.
Yes, it's the most important.